This is an ABC podcast.
From Diplodocus to Dryptosaurus, Paralotitan to Polacanthus, and Yinlong to Unanosaurus, it's time to fit another dino duo tooth to tail in the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! Every week, a prehistoric pair races in the dome to see who can reach the finish line first. It might be a sprint or a marathon, but it's not that simple. The terrain is never the same. From snow to swamps, anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, but I couldn't handle today's action without the help of Dino Dome Factosaurus, Tim Richards.
Thanks, Amanda. Now let's head straight to Centre Dome to see today's matchup.
Let's get ready to roar!
Is it a snake, a whale, an alligator? It's a cross between the lot. As long as two buses thrash and gnash, for the carnivorous Mosasaurus! And it's another scary swimmer, weighing as much as 12 African elephants! This is one frightening fish, all the way from the deep blue sea, the world famous supersized shark! Pull up those fins, it's Megalodon!
Hold up.
What is it, Tim?
This is Dino Dome, right?
Yes.
It's not Bird Dome or Bug Dome or Fish Dome.
What are you getting at, Tim?
Megalodon and Mosasaurus are not dinosaurs.
Huh?
The Megalodon didn't even live at the same time as dinosaurs. It's from the Cenozoic, not the Mesozoic era. And Mosasaurus is a marine reptile, not a dinosaur. In fact, they're distant cousins of snakes and goannas.
Oh,
and
come on, potato, potato. Who cares if they're technically water lizards or monster sharks? I want to see them race.
I guess.
Come on, Timmy. Prehistoric creature dome doesn't sound very catchy, does it? They're dino adjacent. Shouldn't they get a chance to strut their stuff?
Well, that's true. And anything does go in the Dino Dome.
That's the spirit.
Well, let's just hope there's some kind of water involved, or this will be over pretty quickly.
You never know in the Dino Dome.
Cool. The dome is filling up with H2O.
Ooh, I feel like we're in an aquarium.
It's the Pacific Ocean.
Here comes the coral.
Followed by a cavernous drop into a deep, dark trench.
And is that seaweed?
It's a giant kelp forest.
And an underwater volcano. It's erupting near the finish line.
Rollicking raptors.
This is an underwater obstacle course. First, our racers will have to swim over a shallow coral reef, then follow a deep, dark trench to a kelp forest, and finally around the deep sea volcano to the finish line on the other side.
And it looks like our swimmers are raring to go. Dinos!
Don't we mean sea monsters?
Ah, yeah.
They're off. They're in deep water now, but they're racing to the shallows. There's nothing in their way for now, which gives us a chance to check out their unique creature features. Jeez, Meg is huge, isn't she? And quite round.
Oh, don't be fooled by her shape. Megalodon skeletons are made from cartilage instead of bone.
That's the stuff our noses and ears are made of.
Yes, and it makes their bodies pretty bendy.
What about Mosi?
Well, she's as long as Meg, but sleeker, with four paddle-like flippers and a strong tail.
Does she use the paddles for swimming?
No, she swims much the same as Meg. Mosi's flippers help her make tight turns, though.
She's like a croc with whale flippers and a face like a snake.
Wait till you see it open. Her jaw is just like a snake, so it can open super duper wide. But the main difference between Meg and Mosey is the way they breathe. Meg has gills to breathe underwater, but Mosey has nostrils. That means she holds her breath and...
Gah, sorry to cut you off, Tim, but Mosey and Meg have reached the shallow waters and are entering the coral reef. Meg's plowing across the top like an army tank.
Not even the spikiest urchin could penetrate her armour.
Mosey's literally scraping through.
Her skin is scaly and smooth, like a python.
Ouch! The coral is scraping against her belly, and it's slowing her down, Tim. Meg is out in front, heading straight for the trench.
Don't worry, Mosey. We'll have some waterproof band-aids at the finish line.
Kaboom! Meg has dropped into some seriously deep water. It's dark down there. Looks chilly too.
But Megalodon can cope. She's not cold-blooded like most fish. Meg's muscles generate heat that keeps her warm in cold water.
She's getting deeper and deeper. Mosey has entered the trench too. She's following close behind Meg, but she's swimming close to the surface.
Well, she can't go too deep. She'll need to pop up for some air soon.
Did Meg hit something?
I think she's stuck.
Yes, the trench is narrower at the bottom, and it looks like Meg has wedged herself between two rock walls. She needs to back out of there.
No, sharks can't swim backwards. Its gills would fill with water and it wouldn't survive.
Yikes! Okay, Meg, do not reverse.
Mosey's got her head out of the water for some fresh air, and she's floated right over the top of the stuck shark. I don't think she knows what's happening right under her nose.
Come on, Meg, swing that tail!
Yes, Meg's tail is shaped like a big C, and it's a powerful propeller.
Looks like it's creating some momentum. Look at that body wriggle.
This is where her bendy skeleton comes in handy too. She's twisting, she's thrusting.
She's out! Phew! Mosasaurus is a good 5 body lengths ahead of Megalodon and swimming strong.
I think she'll do well in the kelp forest too. She'll use her paddles to help steer and swerve through that wavy weed.
And then it's just a short swim to the mud volcano.
Oh, geez, this kelp forest is thick.
It's curling around Mosey's tail.
It looks like it has suckers.
That's a tentacle.
It's wrapping around Mosasaurus.
It's a kraken!
A kraken? They don't exist. That is a giant squid.
Mosey's got that double-hinged jaw wide open, but the tentacles have got her good. They're in a squid lock. The mighty Megalodon has appeared out of nowhere. Gah! And chomped right through that squid tentacle. Yikes! Is the squid okay?
Oh, yeah. It'll grow back that tentacle in no time.
And it looks like one of the teeth got stuck in a sucker.
A souvenir for Squiddy. A shark like Meg can shed and replace thousands of teeth in its lifetime. Not like us humans who have to brush and floss every day.
The squid has released Mosey and slunk off into the kelp forest. Better luck next time, pal. Looks like Mosey is out of there.
All thanks to Meg.
And she's hot on her tail. They've both made it through the kelp with Meg maintaining a slight lead. Mosey is coming up for another breath. Whoa! The volcano's erupting! But it's not lava. It's spewing mud all over the place. It's causing some serious visibility issues. Meg is swimming in circles. She's totally lost her lead. I don't think she can see Tim.
And here comes Mosey from the surface. She's slowed right down.
She doesn't know which way to go either. And the finish line is so close.
Oh, look. Mosey's poking out her tongue.
Hey, hey. I know you're in the lead, Mosey, but there's no need to rub it in to poor old Meg.
It's her forked tongue, like a snake, remember? She's using it to detect a scent, to help find her way out of that mud. Is erupting here in the dome.
Looks like Mosey is the crowd favourite tonight, but Meg is back on track. She's torpedoing through that muddy gunk with surety. wonder what she knows that Mosi doesn't.
It's the ampullae of Lorenzini.
Ampullae what now?
Ampullae of Lorenzini. Tiny cells in the skin of a shark's nose. They can feel electrical currents.
So?
But they help sharks sense prey. The crowd is electric tonight and Meg can literally feel it. The more they cheer for Mosi, the easier she can find a way out of the mud.
This could go either way. Mosi is still flicking her tongue round. She's following Meg's scent. And she's right on her tail, but...
Winner!
It's too late. Meg has made it across the finish line first. And here comes Mosi, a very close second.
The crowd has some mixed feelings tonight.
Well, they played a big part in Meg's victory. I'm going to put on my scuba suit while you run the domers through an action replay.
Mosi had a stinging start through that coral reef, but soon caught up when Meg got wedged between some rock walls in the trench. A giant squid caught Mosi in the kelp forest until Meg chomped right through its tentacle, which will totally grow back, by the way. The last leg became a battle of the senses as both our marine monsters struggled to find their way out of muddy waters surrounding the volcano. But it was Meg's ampullae of Lorenzini that won the race when she followed the cheers to victory. Over to you, Amanda.
Yes, it's time to present the trophy to the Megalodon. I'm, of course, in a cage and passing it over as we... It's the Kraken! It swiped the trophy.
That's a new one.
Join us next time for the greatest race of all time, where anything goes. The Dino Dome!
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds in Dino Dome were made by humans and animals, including vultures, emus, camels, and goats. Yes, goats.
Dino Dome is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app for free from your app store.